Vrindavan Mahimamrita, and we're discussing about the Brajasakhi Mahima, the wonderful glories of the Sakhis and Manjaris that serve Radha Govinda Yuga in the groves of Vrindavan. We're in chapter 10, verse 1. One is done. Verse 2. This particular category, subcategory, is the sarup. This is the Manjari sarup. We're hearing about the divine continuing series of verses to describe the divine, beautiful divine form of the young gopis of Vrindavan, the Palyadasi Kinkaris, intimate, confidential, sweet, tender maidservants of Srimati that are known as Pran Sakhis, Nitya Sakhis, or they're also called Manjaris. This is can be any particular Sakhi. It can also be a Manjari, or it can be specifically Rupa Manjari. It's not told. Kaishora Vyanji Manju Kaishora Vyanji Manju Stanamukula Yugam Gopayantim Patante Natyanta China Madhyam Ati Ruchira Mridu Shroni Rajad Dukulam Kanchi Manjira Haravali Valaya Gata Divya Kayura Shobam Dik Chakra Chari Purna Chavi Kanaka Lata Charu Bangi Mayangim Mayangim. The Manjari's attractive bud-like breasts are covered with cloth. Mukula Stanamukula Yugam Gopayantim Patante. Her waist is thin, and fine clothes increase the beauty of her form, or her waist. The Manjari wears golden anklets, necklaces, and armlets, the beauty of which fills the 10 directions. Dik Chakra Adi. She appears like a fully effulgent golden creeper. Purna Chavi Kanaka Lata. Purna Chavi Kanaka Lata. Charu Bangi Mayangim. All of her limbs are so charu. Charu means very beautiful. The Manjari covers the two beautiful flower buds of her young girl's breast with the edge of her garment. Gopyantim means, of course, cover. Patante means the ante pata, pata ante. So the edge of her, she covers Mukula Yugam. This is their, this Vyanji, Kaishara Vyanji. He's missing her. She's at the juncture of a girlhood and young woman, becoming a young woman. Manju means she's very charming, very charming. Beautiful breasts, Mukula is a bud, and she's covering with her end of her cloth. She covers the two beautiful flower buds of her young girl's breasts with the edge of her garment. Her waist is very slender. This is Shina Madhyam. Ati Ruchira Mridu Shroni Rajad. She has, whose very beautiful soft hips are covered with a glistening silk sari. I think, Shroni maybe means hips, I'm not sure. And then it says, this Manjari is beautifully decorated with a belt, ankle bells, many necklaces, bracelets, and glistening armlets. Graceful vine of her limbs fills all directions with its splendor. This is another beautiful meditation about the form, transcendental form of the Manjari. Something extraordinary, otherworldly, nothing to be, no one can be seen like this. With all this, you can't find too many people here. You can describe their beauty as Kaishora Vyanji at the juncture of being a youth and being a girl and a young lady. And Manju, the words are Manju and Mridu and Ati Ruchira. Very nice adjectives to describe. Very beautiful, gentle face and attractive form. We can look at verse 4 also, verse 3. Shirada Snigda Mugdehita Pulakavatim Swami Shikshitanam Samyag Vaitrim Kalanam Taratishaya Kripasneya Vishvasa Patrim Koti Pranatma Nirmanchita Paranaka Manyeka Shavam Sabandur Bibranam Charo Guchanchala Dalavila Sach Chitra Shukshmam Nicholam. The mantri's bodily hair stands on end just by seeing the affectionate endeavors of Sri Radha. The mantri is conversant with all kinds of arts taught by her queen. So Radharani is the Kala Guru, Kala Acharya, Kala Guru. She actually teaches the mantris so many arts. The mantri is a candidate for Radha and Krishna's mercy and affection and faith. The beauty of the mantri's jewel-like toenails can be worshipped by millions of my most cherished objects. That mantri wears cloth that has already been worn by her beloved young couple. So she's wearing prasadi vesh. And that mantri of Radharani's choli or kanchuli or maybe sari or maybe Radharani's sari, prasadi vesh sari and Krishna's yellow chadar. She wears a fine colorful bodice decorated with the designs of leaves and bunches of flowers. So it's a very artistic kanchuli or choli this mantri is wearing. It's embroidered. It says designs. It doesn't say literally leaves and flowers. But it's obviously it appears to be embroidered, sewn with different colored threads. Her blouse is decorated with leaves and bunches of flowers. Very colorful, playful, colorful blouse, or kancholi. Sri Radha Snigda Mugdehita Pulagvatim Swami Shikshitanam. So she becomes Mugdahihita. We're just seeing Sri Radha Snigda means Sneha. When she experiences the affection, when she experiences Radha's affection directed towards her, then she becomes bewildered. She becomes overwhelmed. Mugda. Mugda means forgetful, overwhelmed. And Pulakavatim. Pulakavatim means the hair stand on her body out of ecstasy. And that the mantri Shiksha Guru is Radharani. Radharani will teach the mantri how to play veena. And she may take the mantri into a cave at Govardhan and teach her how to sing a special song. Radharani often composes poetry and songs to glorify Krishna. And then these are her original compositions. She's a songwriter. She writes the lyrics. Sri Radha Snigda Mugdehita Pulakavatim Swami Shikshitanam. Who's your Shiksha Guru? Oh, Radharani. Radhika. Swamini means Radha. My Swamini is Radha. We have Swami. Our Mirabai would often sing about her Swami. In this case, her Swami, because the word Swami means husband or ruler or lord. So she would sing about her Swami as being Dwarkadish or Giridhari. Giridhari, Krishna is her Swami. So Swamini means the queen or the lord of the mantris is Swamini, Swamini Radha. Swamini Sri Radha. There was one bhajan, you know? Mridu Krishna, isn't that like that? Swamini Sri Radha. Yeah. Swamini Sri Radha. Swamini Shikshitanam. And Samyag Vaitram Kalanam. So she's a Kala Shiksha Guru. And she teaches mantris. Kripa Sneha Vishwas Patrim. So the mantri, she wants to be a recipient. She wants to have faith and affection. She wants to receive the affection, mercy, and faith as gifts from Radharani. Koti Pranatma Nirmanchita. And this is what it's saying here. This is number three. That's number three, huh? Very beautiful. Then this colorful boat is decorated with designs of leaves and flowers. Let's look at that. That's here. Kuti Pranatana Manchin Paranaka. Paranaka. Paranaka means, of course, the toenails. Man Yeka Shobam Sobandur. The beauty of her jewel-like toenails can be worshipped by millions of the most cherished objects. Koti Pranatma. Koti Pranam. Pranatma Nirmanchita Paranaka. So that's, the mandris have really effulgent toenails. Like, they're like jewel-like toenails. Their toenails are so reddish and pinkish. They're shining like rubies and quartz crystals. And this, she's wearing prasadi vesh. This would be Bibranam Charu Guchanchala Ndalavila Slach Chitra Shukshman. She's wearing the cloth that was already worn by Radha and Krishna. She wears fine, colorful bodhis decorated with leaves and bunches of flowers. Can't say. Gucha Anchala? What's the blouse there? Can't say. Chitra Shukshmam. That's the beauty of the manjaris. And we'll see if there's some. We have another verse we can read also. These verses, of course, are part of Rup Dhyanam. There's Nam Smaran, Rup Smaran, Guna Smaran, Lila Smaran. So the basis of all Smaran is Nam Smaran and Nam Kirtan, Nam Jap. So we have this Rupa Chintamani, one book written by Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, a very small meditation manual. It's called Rupa Chintamani. That wonderful thought gem, that chintamani, that thought gem of meditation, Rupa Dhyanam Chintamani, that we meditate deeply on the form of Radha and Krishna. So this, of course, is part of the meditation. But before meditating on Radha and Krishna and Rag Marg, one will meditate on his or her own divine form. And the meditation will be very specific, either given specifically fine details by Guru, or given in a generic way in various shastras, such as Vrindavan Mahimamrita, where one will sit down and do Nam Smaran or Chan Japa. Then Rup Dhyanam, Rupa Chintamani, Rup Dhyanam Chintamani, he'll meditate on the form of the mandris as described in various shastras, and that bodies like this, and jewelry like this, and toenails like this, and then fixing that form, then begins to meditate around Krishna's form, and then Vrindavan, and then a specific place in Vrindavan, a specific time, a specific lila during that time, and then specific sevas that one will render at different junctures in the lila, and this is how it progresses. So these are not random entries that we're reading, they're all connected to a higher synthesis of bhajan, wherein this will be part and parcel of our daily practices to meditate on these particular features of the holy abode of Vrindavan and the Lilasthans, and also the players or actors or parishads and eternal associates of Radha and Krishna and Radha and Krishna in those places, and of course projecting our own desired or realized eternal form into those lilas in a service and with seva bhav and specific services, which are also given in various shastras, revealed, such as Sankalpa Kalpa Juma by Vishnu Chakravarti and Vilap Kusumanjali by Raghunath Das Goswami and Rupa Goswami's writings, Stavamala and Utkalika Valari. And the services that those mandris do are the type of services that mandris do. And we will also pray like they pray and meditate and pray someday to attain those same services, which we may even, according to our ruchi and greed, meditate on doing in our manasik deha or our meditation. So these are all the substratum, all these discussions and verses, there's the substratum of rag bhakti and manasi seva. So it's not just some tangential study here. It's all pointed and directed. Right, we'll continue tomorrow with the divine form, a few verses about meditating on the divine form of Radharani.